Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dairy Skim, High Ground Dairy's bite-sized podcast intended to give the dairy industry some flavor into recent reports or events that can impact global commodity pricing. This is Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist at High Ground Dairy. I am here in snowy Minneapolis. My driveway is clear, and I am ready to talk dairy, particularly the cold storage report that was released this afternoon. Butter was bearish to our expectations as 295.8 million pounds of product sat in warehouses. From January, stocks climbed 19.5%, or an increase of 48.2 million pounds. The five-year build between these 2 months is 36.6 million pounds, meaning that this year's growth was over 11.5 million pounds more than average. And remember, today's CME spot butter price was the highest it's been since November. So today's numbers showing quite a bit of butter in storage are pretty bearish to expectations. U.S. milk cows are making more fat as well. Fat test in January was 4.35%. up nearly 3% from January 2023, so plenty of butter and cream to go around. USDA revised January's butter inventories down slightly, a modest 0.6% or 1.49 million pounds to 247.5 million pounds. Let's move over to the cheese complex. Cheese was neutral to expectations. February's levels sat at 1.463 billion pounds and were up 0.5% from January, or 6.8 million pounds. That's very near the five-year average of a 9.5 million pound increase. And the total of 1.463 billion pounds is greater than February 2023 by 1.7%, but smaller than February 2022. We know that cheese demand has been pretty poor as of late, and we also know that cheap spot milk is not abundantly available like it was in 2023. Other than American cheese inventories climbed 13.7 million pounds, near the five-year average increase of 16.4 million pounds, and American cheese levels fell seasonally from January to February. They were down 7 million pounds compared to the five-year mean of 6.9 million pounds. So not a lot of exciting things going on in the cheese space, just seems to be more of the same. However, I will be looking at the data in more detail here shortly. Subscribers, watch your inboxes for more detailed analysis to follow. Thanks, everybody, and have a great night. Take care.
Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information, as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.